Repercussion of sins forgiven. The repercussion of forgiven sins, in which the Word of God magnifies, is absolutely necessary, because humans have broken the moral and spiritual laws of God. We whom God redeemed has He forgiven of our past sins, known and unknown. However, this does not alter the Word of God. The punishment is indispensable and requisite by God. This is subsequent and unavoidable. David said, Psalm 30:5, "For His anger endureth but a moment, in His favor is life, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning." In this verse, David rejoiced in God's mercy when God forgave him. Let us look back for a moment to hear what the Lord said to King David. Although the Lord forgave King David for committing adultery and murder, there were repercussions of his forgiven sins, which caused him to suffer and weep many days and nights. Nathan the prophet declared to King David, 2 Samuel 12:11, "Thus saith the Lord, Behold, I will raise up evil against thee out of thine own house." Verse 10, "Now therefore the sword shall never depart from thine house." Verse 12, "For thou didst it secretly, but I will do this thing before all Israel, and before the sun." The Lord promised David that he would raise destruction out of his own family and manifest his ungodly deeds, which he committed before all Israel. This is a truth, although he had been living for God, however, he reaped what he had sown. Let us notice the fulfilling of the word of God concerning the evil that he would raise up against King David out of his own family. The conspiracy of Absalom, his son, is found in 2 Samuel 15:13-14, "And there came a messenger to David, saying, The hearts of the men of Israel are after Absalom. And David said unto all his servants that were with him at Jerusalem, Arise, and let us flee, for we shall not else escape from Absalom, make speed to depart, lest he overtake us suddenly, and bring evil upon us, and smite the city with the edge of the sword." David and his servants were in danger of Absalom and his followers putting them to death. Prince Absalom's intention was to take the kingdom from his father by force. That is why David fled from Jerusalem. Verse 17, "And the king went forth, and all the people after him, and tarried in a place that was far off." Verse 10, "But Absalom sent spies throughout all the tribes of Israel, saying, As soon as ye hear the sound of the trumpet, then ye shall say, Absalom reigneth in Hebron." Verse 11, "And with Absalom went 200 men out of Jerusalem." Verse 12, "And the conspiracy was strong, for the people increased continually with Absalom." It is evident that David suffered for the evil, which he committed, regardless of the fact that God anointed and blessed him. He suffered a broken heart, and Absalom threatened to put him to death. 2 Samuel 16:11, "And David said to Abishai, and to all his servants, Behold, my son, which came forth of my bowels, seeketh my life." This was the rebound of his past sin. However, God gave him grace to overcome it. Paul experienced imprisonment, because he had been instrumental in putting Christian believers to death and in prison. 1 Timothy 1:13, "Who was before a blasphemer, and a persecutor, and injurious, but I obtained mercy, because I did it ignorantly in unbelief." After Paul repented, the Lord gave him mercy, and he became a Christian. He wrote, Galatians 6:7-8, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting." We understand that King David sowed to his flesh. This was the results of his sins, in which he reaped, although God had forgiven him. 2 Samuel 15:30, "And David went up by the ascent of Mount Olivet, and wept as he went up, and had his head covered, and he went barefoot, and all the people that was with him covered every man his head, and they went up, weeping as they went up." Indeed, God revealed David's past sins before all Israel, as he had spoken through the mouth of the prophet Nathan. As David went up to the mount to pray, weeping and broken in his heart, he received more news that is heartbreaking about Ahithophel, his counselor. Verse 31, And one told David, saying, Ahithophel is among the conspirators with Absalom. And David said, O Lord, I pray thee, turn the counsel of Ahithophel into foolishness. David prayed to God to bring the counsel of Ahithophel to naught. This was the counsel of Ahithophel against King David as he spoke to Absalom. 2 Samuel 17:1-2, Moreover Ahithophel said unto Absalom, Let me now choose out 12,000 men, and I will arise and pursue after David this night, and I will come upon him while he is weary and weak-handed, and will make him afraid, and all the people that are with him shall flee, and I will smite the king only. The council of Hushai defeated the council of Ahithophel against David. Absalom sent for David's friend, Hushai, because he desired definite information whereby he would defeat his father David in warfare. Verses 5-8, Then said Absalom, Call now Hushai the Archite also, and let us hear likewise what he saith. And when Hushai was come to Absalom, Absalom spake unto him, saying, Ahithophel hath spoken after this manner, shall we do after his saying? If not, speak thou. And Hushai said unto Absalom, The counsel that Ahithophel hath given is not good at this time. For, said Hushai, Thou knowest thy father and his men, that they be mighty men, and they be chafed in their minds, as a bear robbed of her whelps in the field, and thy father is a man of war, and will not lodge with the people. This was the counsel of Hushai to Absalom and the men of Israel. Verse 14, And Absalom and all the men of Israel said, The counsel of Hushai the Archite is better than the counsel of Ahithophel. For the Lord had appointed to defeat the good counsel of Ahithophel, to the intent that the Lord might bring evil upon Absalom. The Lord's intention was to destroy Absalom, because he failed to keep this commandment. Exodus 20:12, Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Absalom did not honor his father, but rather he brought reproach upon his father and all Israel. As a result, there was war between David's servants and the servants that were conspirators with Absalom. 2 Samuel 18:1, And David numbered the people that were with him, and set captains of thousands and captains of hundreds over them. David desired to go also out to battle. Verse 3, But the people answered, Thou shalt not go forth. Verse 4, And the king said unto them, What seemeth you best I will do. And the king stood by the gateside, and all the people came out by hundreds and by thousands. At that time, Ahithophel was dead. 2 Samuel 17:23, And when Ahithophel saw that his counsel was not followed, he saddled his ass, and arose, and got him home to his house, to his city, and put his household in order, and hanged himself, and died. Ahithophel killed himself because he knew that evil was determined against him by King David. King David commanded the captains to spare Absalom. David said, 2 Samuel 18:5-8. Deal gently for my sake with the young man, even with Absalom. And all the people heard when the king gave all the captains charge concerning Absalom. So the people went out into the field against Israel, and the battle was in the wood of Ephraim, where the people of Israel were slain before the servants of David, and there was there a great slaughter that day of 20,000 men. For the battle was there scattered over the face of all the country, and the wood devoured more people that day than the sword devoured. The followers of Absalom, slain by the servants of David, were 20,000. Even the very act of nature was against those sinful men who followed Absalom's presumptuous, self-willed leadership. Verses 9-10, And Absalom met the servants of David. And Absalom rode upon a mule, and the mule went under the thick boughs of a great oak, and his head caught hold of the oak, and he was taken up between the heaven and the earth, and the mule that was under him went away. And a certain man saw it, and told Job, and said, Behold, I saw Absalom hanged in an oak. Verses 14-15, Then said Job, I may not tarry thus with thee. And he took 3 darts in his hand, and thrust them through the heart of Absalom. And 10 young men that bare Job's armor compassed about and smote Absalom, and slew him. God fulfilled Nathan's prophetic message, which he had spoken to David. 2 Samuel 12:10, the sword shall never depart from thine house. That was the repercussion of his past sin, although forgiven, yet he suffered because he was reaping that which he had sown. Whether we do good or evil, we will reap. When tidings came to King David that his son Absalom was dead, his heart was heavy with grief. 2 Samuel 18:32-33, and the king said unto Cushi, Is the young man Absalom safe? And Cushi answered, The enemies of my lord the king, and all that rise against thee to do thee hurt, be as that young man is. And the king was much moved, and went up to the chamber over the gate, and wept, and as he went, thus he said, O my son Absalom, my son Absalom! Would God I had died for thee, O Absalom, my son, my son! To reap what he sowed appeared to be harder than sowing to his flesh. We notice that David lost control of his emotions when told that Absalom was dead. Although they killed Uriah, he did not shed one tear. However, God knows how to chasten his people with grief, causing them to reap what they sow. 2 Samuel 19:2, and the victory that day was turned into mourning unto all the people, for the people heard say that day how the king was grieved for his son. Allow me to reiterate, after the Lord delivered David from his grief and troubles, he wrote this psalm, Psalm 30:5, For his anger endureth but a moment, in his favor is life, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. He wept over his son's demise. However, God spared his life because he found favor with God. David concludes, Psalm 30:11, Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing.